second language course, situation tape 18. Look at the pictures for situation 18. Joe is outside working with his dad. He said to come back in the house and wait for them. Let's sit down and be comfortable. We can continue talking. Do you remember? Am I a history teacher or a geography teacher? A geography teacher, right. We've been talking about different sections of the United States, especially the Northeast. So now let's talk about the middle section of this country. If we talk about that, do we talk about the West or the Midwest? The Midwest. This area is in the middle of the United States. Look at picture one. Is this a flat area or a mountain area? It's a flat area. When an area is flat, there are no mountains. When an area is flat, it's smooth. Is land with many mountains a flat or a rough area? It's a rough area. In picture one, there are no mountains, and the land is not rough. What do you call this land? Flat land. Do you think that flat land is good or bad for farming? Flat land is good for farming. Is the land flat or rough in your country? Oh, in the United States, most of the Midwest is flat. It's our best farming area. A good farming area is usually flat, and it must also have a good climate. Say, climate. A good climate. Weather conditions make the climate of an area. Temperature, rain, and snow make up the climate. If an area has a lot of rain, does it have a dry or a wet climate? A wet climate. Some areas in the world have very little rain. Will they have a dry climate or a wet climate? A dry climate. Does your country have a cold climate or a warm climate? So when we talk about the different weather conditions in a country, what are we talking about? The climate. And the climate in the Midwest is excellent for farming. When something is excellent, it's very good. Is a flat area excellent or bad for farming? It's excellent for farming. How do we say that an area is very good for farming? It's excellent for farming, right. Would a dry climate be excellent for farming? No, it wouldn't. The Midwest section of this country is excellent for farming. The climate is good. Do you think there are many farms or only a few farms in the Midwest? There are many farms. And most of these farms use modern equipment. Modern is a new word. Say, modern. Modern equipment. When something is modern, it's not old. Modern equipment is the newest and best equipment. It's not old. Is the car, in picture two, a modern or an older type of transportation? It's an older type of transportation. Would a car that was manufactured this year be an old car or a modern car? A modern car. Is the airplane, in picture two, a modern airplane or an older type airplane? It's a modern airplane. If some farm equipment is not old, but the newest and the best of its kind, what do we say about the equipment? It's modern equipment, right. And most of the farms in the Midwest use modern equipment and modern machines. Look at picture three. Is the farmer using old equipment or modern equipment? He's using modern equipment. The farmers today use many different methods of farming. A method is a way of doing something. In picture 3, do you see a modern method of farming or an old method of farming? That's a modern method of farming. The old method of farming was to use animals to do the farm work. Today, the farmer uses modern equipment. Look at picture 4. Do the men in this factory use modern methods to produce automobiles, or do they use old methods? They use modern methods. Most of our cars, trucks, and jeeps are made in the Midwest. The people in the Midwest make most of our motor vehicles. Say, vehicle. Motor vehicles. Vehicles are machines used for transportation. Cars and trains are used for transportation. So cars and trains are vehicles. Is a bus a vehicle? Yes, it is. A bus is a vehicle because it is used in transportation. Which is a motor vehicle? A truck or a house? A truck. In picture 4, what type of vehicle is manufactured here? Automobiles. Right. So the Midwest is the largest farming area in the United States, and it's also the motor vehicle manufacturing center of this country. Now let's talk about another section of this country, the South. Look at picture 5. Is the land in the South all flat? No, it isn't. There are some mountains, but most of the area is flat. One important farm product of the South is cotton. Say, cotton. Cotton. Look at picture 6. This is a modern cotton farm. Cloth is produced from cotton. Many of our clothes are made of cloth that is produced from cotton. Cotton is used to make the cloth in men's shirts and women's dresses. Is cotton used to make shirts or shoes? Cotton is used to make shirts. What kind of cloth are many women's dresses made from? Cotton cloth. Good. So one of the main products of the South is cotton, which is used in making cloth. Is cotton one of the main products of the South or of the Midwest? Of the South. What is the main farm product of your country? In some countries, rice is the most important product. Tell me another way to say that rice is the most important product in a country. Rice is the main product. Did you say that right? I hope so. Say, what's the main reason for your coming to this country? To learn English or to learn French? The main reason for your coming is to learn English. We were talking about the South. There's a lot of rain and the climate is very wet. What do you think? Is this wet climate excellent or bad for growing cotton? Well, it's really excellent for growing cotton. The South also has a lot of minerals. Mineral may be a new word. Say, mineral. A lot of minerals. Minerals are taken out of the ground. For example, gold, silver, or salt. Do we take minerals out of the air or out of the ground? We take minerals out of the ground. Look at picture 7. These men are taking salt out of the ground. Is salt a vegetable or a mineral? Salt is a mineral, and salt is taken out of the ground. Another thing that comes from the ground is oil. There are large quantities of oil in the South. Say, quantity. Large quantities. A quantity is an amount, and there is a large amount of oil in the South. If the South has a lot of oil, do they have a large quantity or a small quantity of oil? They have a large quantity of oil. Texas has large quantities of oil in the ground, so oil is one of the main products of Texas. The South also produces large quantities of aluminum. say, aluminum. Qualities of aluminum. Aluminum is a light metal. Aluminum is used for airplanes and many things in our homes. Is aluminum a heavy or a light metal? Aluminum is a light metal. Which metal is heavier, aluminum or steel? Steel is heavier than aluminum. Did you get that right? Why is aluminum used to manufacture airplanes? Because aluminum is a very light metal. Good. Let's talk about another area of this country. Look at picture 8. What section of the country is this? It's the West. This section has many mountains, but it has large flat areas, too. There are some farms in the West. Where do you think the farming area is? In the flat areas. Did you get that right? Is the rough mountain area in picture 8 good or bad for farming? It's bad for farming. There are also large deserts in the West. Look at picture 9. This is a desert. It's a flat area, and there is no water. The climate is very dry. Do you think a desert is a good or a bad place for growing cotton? It's a bad place for growing cotton. Is the climate wet or dry in the desert? The climate is dry. What do we call a flat area that has a very dry climate? A desert. Do you have any deserts in your country? Not all the area in the West is a desert. Look at picture 10. This is the Northwest. What do you see in this picture? Trees, mountains, and a lake. The Northwest has a lot of rain. Is the climate in the Northwest a dry climate or a wet climate? It's a wet climate. The Northwest is a beautiful section of this country. There are large trees and many mountains. Much of our wood comes from this section. The paper industry is very important here. Lead is also found in the Northwest. Say, lead. Lead is a very heavy metal. It's used for many things. Look at picture 11. You can see a pipe and a bullet. The pipe is made of lead. What is the bullet made of? It's also made of lead. Which do you think is heavier, aluminum or lead? Lead is heavier. That's right. Hi, Joe. What have you two been talking about? Mostly geography. Your friend has been practicing some new words, too.
Oh, that's good, Jim. His English is pretty good. But he still needs to learn more. Do you need more practice in speaking English or in writing English? Oh, you do? Well, let's find out what you and Jim talked about. How did Jim call land that was smooth and had no mountains? Flat land. Good. What are we talking about if we talk about the weather conditions of an area, like rain, snow, and temperature?
The climate. Is a wet or a dry climate excellent for farming?
A wet climate.
We talked a lot about the climate in different areas. Hey, tell Joe what the desert area of this country is like. It's a flat area with dry climate. Good. We talked a lot about farms and the modern equipment on the farms. Tell Joe what modern equipment is. Modern equipment is the newest and best equipment. It's not old. We also talked about vehicles, too. What did you say that vehicles were? Machines for transportation. Right.
Hey, did you and Jim talk about the South? Oh, you did? Well, what did Jim tell you was one of the main products in the South? Cotton. And what is cotton used for? It's used to make cloth. I'm sure you talked about minerals. Are minerals found in the ground or in the air? In the ground. Is salt or sugar a mineral? Salt is a mineral.
And Joe, we also talked about oil. Tell Joe what state produces large quantities of oil. Texas, sure. We talked about aluminum, too. What is aluminum? It's a light metal. What metal did we talk about that is very heavy and used for bullets? Lead, sure. You really practiced a lot of new words. Well, I have to go now.
Okay, Jim. I'll walk out to your car with you.
You don't need to do that. Oh, I forgot to say goodbye to your friend. Well, goodbye. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Okay, Joe. Let's go.
This is the end of Situation Tape 18.